In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Today, brothers and sisters, is the day before, or the Sunday before, the exaltation of the Holy Cross. So on this day, we always have this reading about the cross, where Christ describes the cross and describes the standard that Moses had, the serpent in the wilderness. And this famous verse that everyone knows, in fact, even people that are not Christian know, because they've seen it on buses and in end zones and things like that. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. But the real meat of this reading is not that verse. First, the Lord begins by saying, "No man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven." He's speaking of Himself. Well, He was standing right before them when He spoke to them. But He's also God, so He's in all places and everywhere. So the Son of Man, which is a messianic appellation, just as the Son of David is, and many other ones, He was wont to call Himself the Son of Man often. The Son of Man is in heaven and was standing before them firmly rooted on earth. And He said that no one has ascended except the Son of Man. The inference is that He, by His own will, can ascend or can descend. And as God, He can make it possible for us to ascend. Because He immediately speaks of the means of ascent. He goes immediately from talking about that He's the only one who's ascended up to heaven, to saying that Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, and so must the Son of Man be lifted up. This standard with the brass serpent in the wilderness is described in Numbers. The people were complaining about being in the desert and being gone for so long. They'd been gone for many years because of their sins. The actual distance between Egypt and Israel is not very long at all. It's about a week's walking journey, and yet it took them 40 years because of their sins. So they were well into this trip by then, and they were complaining to Moses, and the Lord sent fiery serpents upon the ground, and they bit the people, and they would die. They were dying from poisonous snake bite. So the Lord told Moses to make a fiery serpent and put it upon a staff. So Moses did, making a brass serpent. And the instructions were that anyone who had been bitten could look upon this standard and live. And of course, this is a type of the cross, a foreshadowing of the cross. Lifting up the serpent on a staff, obviously, very much like a cross. And the people were saved by looking to the cross. So the Son of Man would be lifted up as well. And we can be saved by looking to this Son of Man, the Son of God, the Son of David, Jesus Christ, the only begotten, when we look upon Him on the cross. And then He says that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have eternal life. Well, He just spoke about poison, right? Serpents that had bitten people and the poison was in their system and was killing them. But the cross saved them. So, this image of poison is true for us too. Our poison is sin. Our poison is passions. And we are saved from our passions and sin through the cross. Why? Because the Son of Man has the authority to lay down His life and to take it up again. And He would shortly lay down His life and take it up again. And He has the authority to change our nature such that we no longer would be held by death. And that's what happened after His death on the cross. He descended into Hades of His own will and filled Hades with His divinity and broke the gates of Hades. We sing about this in Pascha. And actually we sing about it every Saturday evening. And in breaking those bars, breaking the bonds that hold humanity when they die, now we are capable of ascending. So brothers and sisters, when you look to the cross, you should be thinking, the cross is my way of life. The cross is the reason that I can live. And it's because there are poisons in me. And those poisons being leached out of you are what gives you life. When they leave, you have eternal life. So this is eternal life. To be saved by Jesus Christ. The one who hung on the cross as a symbol for all generations now. What an incredible symbol. Can you think of a better symbol? Our Lord looking down upon us and saving us. Now we adorn our houses and our churches and our breast and everything else with the cross. But we must understand what the meaning is, that the cross saves because we need Jesus Christ to change our nature. And that's what He did when He was up on the cross. In a few hours, we'll be singing, "Before Thy cross we bow down and worship, and Thy holy resurrection we glorify." The cross and the resurrection must be spoken of in the same context, in the same sentence, in the same breath. When you look at the cross, you should see the resurrection. Because the Lord allowed Himself to be crucified so that He would go down to Hades and break it. Some of our translations that I really love, He would vex it and make it incapable of holding man anymore. But the only way to realize this salvation is, of course, to believe in Jesus Christ. This is what we must do. This is our task. And because the Lord says immediately after, He says that that whosoever believeth Him, that the Son of Man would be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have eternal life. Now, this word belief, I've spoken of many times. This is one of the most misunderstood words ever. To believe is not just to know something that is true. Believe is not to think something is true. Belief is to live according to what is true. If you believe something, you live according to it. And that is belief. So we believe in the Son of Man, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, the only begotten. That is, we live as He lived. So when you look at the cross, there should be many things that go through your mind. I don't mean necessarily indiscreet thoughts, because thoughts are really not capable of expressing the meaning of the cross. The soul knows, though. The soul knows that the Lord Jesus Christ loved us so much that He came to the earth to teach us, most of whom He taught didn't want to hear the message, and then crucified Him. And knows, and we know, that He will save us, despite the fact that we do not deserve it. What is everlasting life? To know Jesus Christ. This is very early in the Gospel of John, only the 3rd chapter. Later on, in the 17th chapter, after many, many months of ministry, and perhaps even years of ministry, the Lord spoke to His disciples about eternal life at the Last Supper, at the institution of the Eucharist. And He said, "This is eternal life, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent." Eternal life is possible because of our Lord's death on the cross. So when you look to the cross, look to the source of your salvation. And note that the original cross, shall we say, or one of the original crosses, one of the many types of the crosses in the Old Testament, was this standard with the serpent on it. And the people were saved from the poison that was in their systems. And there is poison in you. And that poison the Lord wants to have obliterated. And that poison is sin and passion. This is the road to salvation. To look upon the cross and to desire to follow the way of the cross, which is our Lord's way. And may God help you. Now remember that tonight at 2 o'clock We'll have vigil for the exaltation of the cross. This is a very, very important service. At the end of the service, we prostrate ourselves before the cross, and then we stand up again, because the cross is the source of our resurrection. It is one thing to talk about it, but it is another thing to live it. You should be living in the resurrection right now, today, brothers and sisters. Living for eternity, not for anything temporary. You're no longer creatures of the earth, but you're creatures of heaven. You're citizens of the heavenly kingdom now. And indeed, in the divine liturgy, we are in the kingdom. At this very moment, although you might not feel it, it's only because of what's wrong with us that we don't feel it, because it is true. So may God help us to follow the way of the cross and to be saved. Amen.